You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Monday, the 12th of February, and the winter games are well underway. First full weekend, the opening ceremonies Friday night, and then we get right into the figure skating. Figure skating really basically runs the entire length of the Olympics, doesn't it? Does it seem like it's on every night?
Yeah, I didn't. I was kind of excited when I saw it on last night. Like,
well, you have the team stuff and then the individuals, and then you have the ice dancing. Now, is that considered figure skating?
Yeah.
It is?
Well, yeah.
I mean, is that part, or do the actual figure skaters sort of look down at the ice dancers?
Well, I don't know about that.
Huh?
I don't know about that.
All right. Well, we're going to find out, because joining us on the phone line today is Lindsay Danner, the Pepsi Ice Center skating director and coach. She actually coaches young ice skaters, figure skaters. Lindsay, good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
All right. How exciting is this for you? Do you watch every night, and are you just enthralled with all of the stuff that happens with the Winter Games?
Yes, it is pretty exhilarating. It's just really joyful to see figure skating highlighted so heavily during the Olympics, the Olympic Games, all the commercial special stories on the skaters. Yes, it is our heyday. It's our shining moment.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I feel this way. I feel this way about like sort of gymnastics and track and field. Like, right? You know, I mean, most people don't pay attention except once every 4 years when it is on the national spotlight. Yet there are huge numbers, and people, I think, love the drama of figure skating. I want to know what it's like. You teach young kids at the Pepsi Ice Center. You know, how much work is this? When we see in the other end of this, a 17, 18, 20, mid, you know, early 20s kid, a guy or a gal, how much have they put in? You know, how many hours? What kind of athleticism goes into this?
Yes. From the beginning, I kind of like to say that figure skating is a lot like gymnastics. It's a year-round sport where these skaters are putting in practices, lessons, 5-6 days a week, 2+ hours on the ice, and then from there, not only do they have to be strong athletes, but they have to be flexible. They have to have good musicality, strength. So they kind of have to have it all bundled up in a 3-minute program. So they are little warriors out on the ice.
All right. And then so when you start out, at what age do they begin? I'm sure it's different, but I mean, you know, is there an average sort of start time?
Like, so you see the little pieces on Nathan Chen as just a little baby out there. For most skaters, the earliest you can start is age 3. That's where we start our learn to skate programs, ages 3 to 5, and those are the little tots. Usually, that's the first age you can fit into a pair of skates. But from there, even myself, I didn't start skating until I was a little older. I was 7, 8, because especially in figure skating and women's figure skating, you do peak at your, you know, early 20s, maybe even before then. Men's have a little bit longer shelf life. They can go into their 30s. But yes, definitely starting them young.
All right. You guys are doing an Olympic celebration at the Pepsi Ice Center Saturday, February 24th from 12:30 to 3:20 in Bloomington because obviously it is a time when we all pay attention to the figure skating more than any other time. Now, why do you think that people on the outside, now our Lindsay here loves watching this. I feel like there's so much drama. It makes me uncomfortable between the costumes. And I don't know if you saw the wardrobe malfunction over the weekend. I always wonder why that doesn't happen more given the way they're dress, but why does there seem to be so much drama?
I would say it is a more theatrical sport, so you do get more drama, and you know, especially media, like they like the stories involved within the athletes' lives. What I love was a Cinderella story over the weekend that was amazing. Mariah Nagasu did her triple axel in her long program, so the first woman to ever do that. And also Adam Rippon had a great performance. But I feel like anymore in this era, we don't have like the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding drama stories.
Well, I make fun, but everybody paid attention to that, right? I mean, everyone was watching that Olympics leading up to that.
It is to say it did bring a lot of additional attention to the sport of figure skating. I remember that's when I first started skating, when that whole that Olympic year during all of that. So, I mean, it did bring some attention, but maybe not in the best manner.
All right, Lindsay Danner's with us, Pepsi Ice Center skating director and coach. How hard is it, and how we watch stuff now. I mean, that 10 years ago would have been impossible, and 10 years ago they were doing stuff that 10 years before that was impossible. I mean, how much more can they do? You just talked about an accomplishment never done before on ice on the women's side. You know, how much more will they evolve as athletes?
You know, that's a good question, because right now you are seeing the men's figure skating really pushed the envelope in the quad game. I know there has been a lot of question, even my husband sitting with me last night watching, saying, well, he fell. How did he get ahead of him? In U.S. figure skating, they have pushed the envelope to give skaters points for fully rotating quads, not so much always landing them, but a fully rotated quad kind of beats out a triple. So that kind of keeps the athletes, how can they get more points? How can they, you know, develop? But there's always additional components and, you know, the artistic side of it, and the spins.
All right.
You know, more flexibility and
sure. All right, help us guys out in our last minute or so here, and give us, you know. And I say guys, and there's plenty of guys that probably enjoy it, but I generally think it's probably the wives sitting around that want to. For the guys out there, explain to me everything from an axle to a toe loop to a flip to a lutz to a sow cow. I have no idea what any of this is.
Yeah. So they all have different names, but it's all about the jump takeoff. So in figure skating, we have outside, inside edges. You want me to go through each of them?
Yeah. What's a toe loop?
So for an axle, that is a forward takeoff. So they're gliding forwards and they take off of an outside edge and jump.
Gotcha. And then what is a lutz?
Lutz is you'll sometimes see a long back edge entry for a lutz, and then they kick their leg back. So that's a back outside edge.
Okay.
And it's also a toe jump. So they toe in and.
All right. And then a loop?
A loop is an edge jump. So, it takes off of a back outside edge, but there is no toe assist jump like the lutz.
Okay. And then a sow cow.
A sow cow. Everyone loves the sow cow. It takes off of a right or a left back inside edge, and then you kick through and rotate.
All right. How are they able to do this? And I heard Tara Lipinski, somebody I heard over the weekend describing the jump didn't work because it was sort of like hitting the trampoline the wrong way, which sort of like that made some sense to my head. Like, you know, she was explaining it for everybody to understand. It's a hard, flat surface, ice is, but there's a lot of physical dynamics that go into making these jumps.
Sure, sure. It's a mixture of, you know, the flow, the amount of speed you're going into it, your timing of your jump with your upper body rotation. It takes from skaters learning from a single to a double to a triple. It really takes a lot of quick muscle memory and a lot of time for those skaters just to put their body in autopilot and just go, not overthink things, let their body just take over and remember that quickness and muscle memory.
All right. You know how difficult this is. Can you imagine what the pressure is like on the Olympic stage, you know, particularly for these young people for the first time? It has to be mind-boggling, the pressure.
It is. And, you know, some of them, maybe for being so young, that they are just going for the experience. I know it's always from day one as skaters dream to be in the Olympics. So it does play into their minds, especially with Nathan Chen. We've always seen him as such a reliable, consistent skater. And I think the nerves definitely got to him for his short program.
All right, final question. Do the skates look different? Have they advanced since the last Winter Olympics?
Yeah, you'll see blades. The blades definitely have gotten a lot more fancy from the look of them. But that is, you know, built for those quads and lift off and things. So yeah, they have changed up a little bit. They look pretty cool.
All right, Lindsay, we really appreciate your time and thank you very much. If folks are interested in finding out about your program at the Pepsi Ice Center, how do they do that?
You can go to PepsiIceCenter.org. We have Learn to Skate starting up in the next few weeks, and then our Olympic skate coming up. So definitely some things to check out.
Lindsay, we appreciate it. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the Winter Games. Lindsay Danner, the Ice Center skating director and coach. She teaches those young kids.
So do you feel like there's a little more? I mean,
I get that.
I mean, it's not, you can't just put on a sequined outfit and go out there. And
I know that. Lindsay, you don't have to tell me. I mean, I know that. What they do is incredibly difficult. I mean, the physical side of this is, there's no doubt about it. I mean, you watch it even during the wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world, while you're worried about literally showing everything to everyone in the world, do you keep skating?
And it's been your dream, so you just have to, like, just keep going.
I mean, how do you do that?
You just nip slip.
No, I know, but I mean, how do you, but mentally, how do you do that?
I don't know. I had to watch the little clip, and somehow she just kept going.
I know, which, I mean, I have nothing but respect for. But, I mean, you think about that. I mean, like, just, you're talking about
impressive,
a mental
right?
game. Yeah. This whole outside edge, inside edge, mm-hmm. flat edge thing, I don't understand any of it.
Well, if you think about an ice skate, it's not like a speed skating skates. It's actually kind of a like a box shape. You've got an edge on one side, edge, and then you have a flat surface.
Yes.
It's actually not flat. It's kind of curved. But those are your edges. So flat is just the blade flat. And then you have edges, that's kind of where you see them doing the turns and things like that. And they're kind of sideways. They're actually on a razor edge.
Okay,
Yeah.
That's way too much. I mean, for me.
I know.
And then it's so interpretive. I mean, if it were just the technical thing, I don't understand the judging.
That is completely, sometimes I don't understand the judging either.
We're guys. And you got to remember that since we were little kids playing wiffle ball in the backyard, there was a score at the end of the game and somebody won.
Yeah. And then
and you won because of how many bases you covered and hit home plate. It had nothing to do with four teenage girls sitting on the side going, no, I think he won.
Yeah, and I mean, I remember Oksana Baiul
yes.
really getting, like, she had very frizzy hair.
Uh-huh.
And that being something that was kind of brought into judging.
Oh, come on. Now you're telling me I don't understand your sport, but then you're doing stuff
graceful,
like that.
Graceful, flower look. Yeah, it was ridiculous. Yes.
Okay. And then you made a point last night. You think the guys should just be able to go out there and do what they're supposed to do.
I don't know why men's figure skating isn't like men's gymnastics. They just go out, they do the stuff, you know, they put their hands up at the end and then they put them down. There's no dancing element that's just go do the stuff.
But is there a dancing element in the women's gymnastics?
Oh, yes. If you look at, like, their floor routines, very much so.
All right. It's a little more graceful. So
yeah.
It's a little sexist,
there's a little
maybe.
More, but there's
but,
music.
But I mean, like the pole vault or something, there's not.
I don't think the men's gymnastic floor routine does music. I'm pretty sure none of it has music. They just go and do the thing. Maybe it'd be less interesting to
so
watch.
You're like, so guys should just, like, show up at the ice rink, like, in camo or something?
No,
and, like,
I just don't, you know, I mean, I wonder.
Do, like, a Rambo routine?
I'd like to see that. Huh? I'd actually like to see that.
Just leave the sequins at home?
Yeah, just come in the Realtree gear.
All right.